Blessed Mother, help us to prepare ourselves to be the bride of Christ by becoming His overcomers, who grow until we are matured and perfected in the divine life, and He will fill us with His Spirit as we continue to empty ourselves. Amen. Mother Mary began, "Thank you for obeying." "Thank you for disposing my heart to obey," Mother Claire responded. "I know I need a lot of transformation to be His bride. There are last-minute mercies, or none would be taken. But the way I interpret it is we are a long ways from being without spot, wrinkle, or blemish." Blessed Mother continued, "How true that is. But oh, how faithful His mercy is as well. This is not to encourage you to take liberties, Claire. Do your very best to be perfect. After all the graces He has endowed you with, perfection should be your response. And you are improving. These days that you are living in are the calm before the storm, the very great storm. There will be a skeleton left to take care of the internet, etc. But things will be reorganized vastly differently. Electronic communication will become even more necessary. The bride is being prepared right now. Beloved ones, do not resist the chiseling away of your carnal natures. As God forms you, He will remove those things that are no longer relevant in your life. Let them go. Don't struggle. Just let go. These are the finishing touches to your garments. It will be much less painful for you if you spend more trysting time with Him. Be glad that He is pruning you to come forth like fire-tried gold. I am so concerned for Mother Elizabeth. She will do well with her trial and come through in flying colors. Your prayers are needed. Your caring heart is especially needed. Work as though there is no rapture on the horizon, and you will be found in His perfect will in that hour. Thank you for the offering. Like I said, He is removing those things that are no longer needed. Your correspondence opens the door for more grace and cuts away at those things that consume your time but have no bearing on the salvation of souls. Besides, you are an example, whether you like it or not. The goats will bring new life to the community that actually is really needed. Caring for animals makes you more aware of God's care for you, beloved. This will be a good addition to the community and be fun besides. Your opponents are getting weary, but are in no way giving up. The stakes are too high. You being here with holy souls really interrupts the flow of wickedness. Yes, there is a magnetic dimension to this, always. Magnetism works in all things, though you cannot see or understand it. But truly, you are a major interruption, and that is why they are going through great lengths to get rid of you. I want to love Him in such a way that such things as tasty food plays no importance in my life. As you can see, I am way far away from that. Most of you are, but there is great hope. Do not give in to the discouragement. Sometimes He uses that to pull your self-esteem into alignment with reality. Mother, what do you want to discuss with us? Mostly your faithfulness to prayer. Some of you are getting the prayer you need, and others are not. The lives of so many hinge on your sacrifice and faithfulness to prayer. Some of you try, but are distracted. Others succeed in going deeper. There are great gifts in store for those who intercede with their whole hearts. It is my desire to see all of you succeeding in deep prayer and worship. Do not let the urgencies of the moment stop your prayers. If you must stop for a moment, it's okay, but come right back. Do not let the enemy make that the very thing that derails your morning of prayer. At night, I also need your prayers. Be faithful, children. Be faithful. Don't you feel so much better when you are? Ask for my help to keep you on track.